Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Biggest names in the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The tremendous football and basketball Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show, thoughts about last night in the NBA, Victor Wembanyama, VJ Edgecombe, my New York Knicks, and the terrible Brooklyn Nets. The first half hour of the show devoted to the scandal that has ripped through the NBA today as Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups, Heat guard Terry Rozier, and former Cavs player and assistant Damon Jones arrested as part of a far-reaching investigation into both illegal sports betting and illegal poker games backed by the mafia. These are sentences that I can't believe I'm saying today on Thursday, October 23rd, 2025. So a full half hour on that in case you missed it. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. 20 minutes from now, Femi and I will talk about Vikings Chargers tonight, and we'll hit It Move, the side and total moves and injury info for every game on the board. Week 8 in the NFL. All our bets for tonight will close the show next hour. But joining us right now to give us thoughts on college football this weekend, professional sports better. From the Hammer, the show is Hit the Books, and it's with our friend Brad Powers, and you can find it in podcast form. Just search Hit the Books, and you can find it on YouTube as well, the great Joseph Kanish. On Twitter, at JoeyKanish22. Joseph, welcome back to the show. How's it going?
Gentlemen, tremendous football Thursday, and you know what? Next year, I'm going to have to get the pot of coffee a little earlier this year with the new time slot coming up. Excited for that. And let me tell you, if you've seen a picture out there of me, Chauncey, and Rozier, it's AI. You can do crazy things with ChatGPT nowadays. It wasn't me. Trust me.
Yeah, we'll talk about something that Kanish said there in the weeks and months to come. I do want to start there, Kanish, with what you said about Rozier and Billups, because obviously you're one of, for people that don't know and aren't on social media, good for you. Kanish is one of the most forward facing people in what we call betting Twitter, as commentary on a lot of stuff going on in the betting community. And I find a lot of it really interesting. And I think Kanish is a really smart guy. And I mean that sincerely. when you heard this news today, you saw this news, like, what did you think? Does it mean anything for sports betting moving forward? Like, give us your opinion here, and then we'll get to the games.
I mean, it's definitely, like, this is going to be what you'll call me. There's been some, you know, you've had the Jontay Porter. You've had some minor, you know, or like, lesser scandals in smaller sports, tennis, college baseball. This feels like the one that's kind of like the seismic change where you might actually see, I'm not sure, you know, you might see some sweeping, you know, rule changes, legislation coming out of it. Maybe the way players, what they can get involved in outside of the court. And the probably what I would say if I'm doing the glass half empty, the worst part of it is the people who have been swearing sports have been fixed for years, or it's scripted, or those people, they're going home today and getting the bottle off the top shelf and saying, honey, I told you so. I knew this has been fixed the whole time. So from a sanity perspective, it hurts me that those people kind of get their moment. From an actual what fallout perspective, I do think it's going to affect probably all the major leagues in what guys can actually participate and get into off the court. You're not going to want your star player going to a poker game, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, just an absolutely crazy story as we're all still gathering all the facts, which will be a developing story over the weeks to come. All right, let's talk some ball, Kanish. College football, your beloved Michigan Wolverines, they took down my beloved Washington Huskies last Saturday in Big Noon Kickoff. Now here the Wolverines are in East Lansing in primetime, 7:30 kick, taking on Sparty Party, laying 14.5 with a total of 47.5. What are you doing with the rivalry renewed that is Michigan and Michigan State?
I hate, you know what? Them, I'd love to come on here and say, you know, it's going to be a Sparty dunkathon. I bet a little Michigan State at 14.5. Maybe it's a homer edge. Maybe it's a little bit of emotional. I got to tell you, and I know it's been the fans have been out on Jonathan Smith in East Lansing. It's getting ugly up there. But I will say the team, I thought, you know what? Little bit of a, and you'd lose by 25. And I'll say, I thought the team played with some effort last week. They're not great. It's a Michigan team. Bryce Underwood has not been the same quarterback on the road all season. You've seen it in a number of scenarios, one at USC. He's been much, much better at home. Now he's going to East Lansing, where I think it's at 7:30 in East Lansing. Let me tell you, I don't think they're going to be short on, you know, the kegs and brews up there for, you know, getting ready for this game. Going to be a tough environment. It's a Michigan team that I think does enough to win, but to lay multiple scores on the road with a quarterback who, again, ton of potential, but has been shaky in the road environments this year, to have to cover that number, give me Sparty to keep it relatively close, and Michigan wins out in the end.
Going against the Wolverines, at least at the betting window, going against the Wolverines, still believes they will beat Michigan State. College game day is in Nashville this Saturday. Vanderbilt's hosting Missouri. Diego Pavia is the story of the SEC right now, and Vandy's a 2.5-point home favorite, total 52.5. How do you see that game playing out, and also the implications that it'll have with the Heisman Trophy market, where Pavia's sitting at 11-1 over at BetMGM?
I tell you what, I was one of the last people on this. If you've been riding this Vandy bandwagon for, you know, a year and a half, you've probably, it's like, you know, Bitcoin at the first day. If you got on early, you had, you know, 20-point money line victories here. They're upset. Last week, I got on the train, and Femme, it felt great. It felt so good to finally be with the Doors. I bet that the first time they're a favorite in the SEC in 40 years, and I laid it, and they cover. And you know what? I'm going right back to the well. I'm not getting off this train. Give me Vandy. Give me another cover. Give me a home against a team against Missouri that I think is a bit fraudulent. They don't have a great passing game. I think Vanderbilt in the trenches, what they've done here the last few years now, is they're playing, I mean, against Bama, LSU. They don't look outmatched on the offensive and defensive lines in this games. And really, the only difference was Pavia had his worst game in a Vanderbilt uniform against Alabama, which was kind of the difference in that game. Played relatively well last week. I think this week, again, coming to it, I'm going to keep it rolling with Vandy. And I tell you, do I think they can run the table? Probably not. I think that's probably a bridge too far. But in terms of like market, like people, in terms of popularity, I got to tell you, if Pavia runs the table, I think he's got a realistic shot to win. And I wouldn't have said, I thought, you know, Bama game was the killer for him, but he's just got so much name recognition and popularity and mystique that the other guys don't have. If Vandy can keep this rolling and finish the year and, you know, the top five and run that, I think he's got a real shot. Will the team do it? I think they slip up and, you know, they probably drop another one, but not this week, not this time, baby. I'm going Pavia in the doors.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, and I gotta caution people because I think a lot of folks out there listening might be like, oh, can the quarterback for Vanderbilt win the Heisman Trophy? I mean, we saw the Baylor quarterback win the Heisman Trophy back in 2011 when RG3 did it. So if you're exciting enough and you're captivating enough, as it appears Pavia is, as it's going to be a Pavia commercial on College Game Day this Saturday, I definitely think he has a chance if they're able to run the table. This is You Better You Bet, Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, hanging out with Joey Kanish, professional sports better, part of the Hammer HQ, talking college football here on a Thursday. How about the other game in the SEC with a 2.5-point spread? Texas A&M and LSU, Aggies laying it on the road. Do they get it done with the Tigers as a short home dog pull off the upset?
Now, this is another one where this is two teams that I just have diametrically opposed opinions on, and it's been a buy for me on Texas A&M a lot of weeks this season and a sell in LSU, and now they're playing each other, and I ain't stopping now. I just don't think this LSU team is particularly good. I thought the defense started off the year well, been kind of declining so far. They can't run the ball at all. They can't protect the passer. Nussmeier's a little dinged up. I don't think you can see it. He's not 100% healthy. He's going to play, obviously. And it's a Texas A&M team that I think is really good. And went a little bit, you know, back and forth last week for Arkansas. They get backdoored. But I don't think, you know, people, this is one where if you're a Death Valley at night guy, people say, oh, it's the hardest environment to play. I just am not there in terms of the home field advantage anymore at some of these places that have been historic, whether Happy Valley or Death Valley. Those were the places where, you know, sometimes you would say 3-4 points of home field. I don't buy it anymore. I don't buy this LSU team anymore. And I think Texas A&M goes in there and handles business. Anything under 3, give me the Aggies. I think they got a chance to run them out.
Kanish, what are we doing with Oklahoma and Ole Miss with the Sooners, about a 5-point home favorite?
I can't, you know what, this Oklahoma, and I know they handled business last week in a little bit. Mateer looked a little better. To lay this kind of number with John Mateer and the Oklahoma offense, how it's been, I just can't do it. And I know that Ole Miss, you know what, they got a little bit, they ran out of gas last week versus UGA. I thought they were in that game for the most part. I thought they were really live to win for the majority of it. And then fourth quarter happened, they get run out. This is one, I know Oklahoma's defense has been very, very, like, week after week, the defense has come in. Maybe you could call it arguably best defense in the country. But offensively, I just don't see it. And Ole Miss has get that. I mean, they've been able to put it up every week, and now you can get a little bit of points at home. Give me Ole Miss. It's not my favorite play of the week, but it's one that I just don't believe in what I've seen from this Oklahoma offense since Mateer's been dinged up. He hasn't been the same guy, and I don't trust him to cover a number here versus Lane.
So Ole Miss, not your favorite play of the week. What is your favorite play of the week in college football?
I'll tell you what. Give me, you know what? I see the three of us out there. It's rain and wind. We're in the Midwest. We're in the Great Lakes. We each got an oar, and there's only one thing you can do, baby. It's row the bleep boat. Row the boat. Give me the Gophers to go into Iowa City +9. And let me tell you, 9 points, you're not going to need a one of them, because I think this Minnesota team's going in there and winning it outright. Think they're very live. Rode the boat last weekend. They handled Nebraska. And it's an Iowa team that, again, this game, the total's high 30s. It's going to be rain. It's going to be wind. It's going to be ugly football. And I got one team with Darius Taylor now healthy and Drake Lindsey and a quarterback that I like a lot better than Mark Gronkowski. I just think this Minnesota team has more weapons, has more talent. And it's an Iowa, again, they got the dub versus Penn State. They've gotten a few nice spots this weekend. I think the record overall looks a lot better than what Iowa, you know, could or should be. And to me, getting over a touchdown here in a game that I think is going to be filthy, ugly, forget about it. Give me the Gophers. We're going to row the boat all the way to the money line, baby. Gophers +9, favorite play of the weekend.
Absolutely love it. Kanish, in a minute, let's do a vibe check on the top teams in college football. If we're going to assume Ohio State's the best team and maybe Bama's the second best, do you see it that way? How do you rank the best couple teams in college football that you think could actually win the Natty in about 60 seconds?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, I think you got but Bama, again, they're handling their business with the wins, but the performances on the field leave a little bit to be desired. We talked a few weeks ago. It's Ohio State and then a line. And then you've got this next tier of teams that I think Bama's in, and Miami with a brutal loss, but I think they're in. But you've got a couple names in there, and that we've talked about on the show, Indiana, Vanderbilt, these Texas Tech, these teams have legitimate shot to win in 2025, the year of our Lord, legitimate shot to make not only make the college football playoff, but potentially contend for a national championship, which is insane to say, but I think outside of Ohio State, you've got this tier two of teams that I just don't see as really being able to separate either, you know, from the Miamis, the Penn States, to anywhere to get close to that. So I think Ohio State's a little bit of a tier above, but we're not talking 7, 10, 14 points above tier two, you know, in some of these dominant seasons. I think you've got 6, 7 teams that can probably actually win a national championship this year, and a couple of the names are insane to me that it's realistic. So with that said, to me, the team that I'll say right now on this and I late October is going to win the national championship. Give me Notre Dame. Give me the Fighting Irish. Been buying up for the last few weeks. They're running the table. They're getting in, and I think they can get to that Ohio State level. They might be not there this week, but fully healthy. And I know they got a couple injuries going on. I like Notre Dame's ceiling even a bit more than Ohio State. Fighting Irish, I think, are going to be this year's national champ.
Kanish, you might have to hand in your Michigan fan card after saying that. But we love having you on the show. At Joey Kanish 22, Hit the Books is the name of the show on YouTube and in podcast form. Stay well. We'll talk to you next week.
Gentlemen, best of luck this weekend.
On the other side, dun, 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 dun. We know it moved.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do? Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.